This is Dror Moshe Kasuto.
Shalom uvracha. We're going to continue with our learning in the book of Bereshit. Vayikra Adam Shemot lechol ha-behema ul'of ha-shamayim. So the man got that privilege of naming all the animals and birds, ul'chol chayat ha-sadeh, and the cattle, all species of animals in the world. And like I said last time, the secret of him naming the animals is a secret that is passing to our generation, that the spirit of the man while naming someone is passing into that one that he's naming him, that he's calling him in a name. So back then, in those early days, when Adam and his wife, they called names to the animals, because that their spirit was still healthy and calm and relaxed, so they were able to call the animals and to call their nature to be relaxed and calm and good, and they were not eating and fighting with and damaging each other. But today, when we are naming the animals and we're holding all the rage and jealousy and all bad attributes inside of ourselves, so while we're naming them, you just say a lion, you think on a tiger, like you put your mind into him, you're changing his nature. When we want to purify the world, we need to work and purify ourselves. Ul'adam lo matza ezer kenegdo. And to the man, while the man is looking to the sides and seeing all the animals coming in couples, coming in pairs, he looked to the sides and he saw that he is standing over there alone. Because like we said, the nature of his creation was that the Creator made the man and his wife in one physical body in the beginning. Vayapel Adonai Elohim tardema al Adam. So the Creator put sleep on the man, he put him to sleep. Vayishan, and he fell asleep. Vayikach achat mitzalotav, and he took, the Creator took one of his ribs. Vayisgor basar tachtena, and he covered the flesh, the skin, underneath it. From this verse you can see, the rib is just showing to us that a surgery, a physical surgery, and a spiritual surgery took place in that time. A rib is showing to us that it was an inner organ. It was part of his being that the Creator had to cut to separate them to two different bodies. Va'even Adonai Elohim et hatzela, and the Creator took that part, that rib that he took from the man, asher lakach min Adam le'isha, and he built the woman from it. So the Creator cut the man and the wife from the man out in the shape of a woman. Ve'vi'eha el ha'adam. And he brought her to the man. And it's written, Ve'yiven, that the Creator built her. He built Eve, and it's written on that the Creator fixed her hair and prepared her to look good and beautiful in the eyes of Adam, of Adam. It was important for the Creator that they will like each other. And you know, just as a reminder, when we're blessing the blessings in a wedding, we're blessing the bride and the groom that they will have the happiness like Began Eden Mikedem, like the happiness that were belong to Adam and Eve in the earliest days in Eden. And why? What's the source of that blessing? Why we're blessing them to have a similar happiness to the happiness of Adam and Eve? Because when Adam and Eve were alone in heaven, so there were no competitions, there was no challenges to their love. They were both alone and they just realized, okay, we meant to be, and they were happy to be together and their happiness was complete. And we're blessing the bride and the groom to have this simplicity in their mind that they will recognize in each other their soulmates, and they won't look to the sides anymore and just will be happy to have a wife and to have a husband and just to spend life in heaven together. ויביאה אל האדם, so he brought her to the man. ויאמר האדם, and then the man said, זאת הפעם, now I can see, עצם מעצמי, she's just like me, she's like one of my bones, she's my flesh, ובשר מבשרי, from my flesh, לזאת יקרא אישה, and to that I'll call a wife, a woman, כי מאיש לוקחה זאת, because she been took out of the man. Isha means that her source in the holy ancient language of Hebrew, Isha is also the name of a woman. It's like the word woman, but also it means she been took out of the man. Isha, Ish. So like she came out of him. That's the real interpretation, meaning of that word. So for that, Alken, יעזוב איש את אביו ואת אמו, every man should leave his parents, his father and his mother, ודבק באשתו, and just to glue himself to his wife, והיו לבשר אחד, and to become like one flesh. That's the purpose of relationship. That's the secret of happiness in houses, in relationships, in families, that every person will drop all of his past behind him and will dedicate all of his life, put all his power into building his own cell, building his own house, building his own future with his wife, and finding the simplicity of life, the real purpose of our creation, to live happily with each other as good friends without external outside interference and issues, just to consult and to talk and to share and to be the best friends in the world, like you don't have no one else in the world. Because if you're really going to check it with your honest eyes, you're going to see that you don't have no one else. והיו שניהם ערומים, האדם ואשתו, ולא התבוששו. And they were both naked and they didn't have no shame from each other. They loved each other, they liked each other, they were happy each other, and there was no lacking between them at all. Thank you. May the Creator bless us all to be always happy and to find the true souls of our beloved ones. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this video very much. Please now remember to subscribe and like this video and share it with your friends to help spread faith in the world. For more, please visit emunah.com. May your light shine always and your requests should be answered with the greatest blessings. Amen.